Science and Technology on RAE, Argentina to the World. Despite numerous coups d'etats throughout the 20th century in Argentina, Nature magazine pointed out some years ago that science was something Argentina should be proud of. The article assures Argentina is one of the 19 countries that head projects and increase scientific budgets since 2006, maintaining regional leadership that is backed up by a scientific tradition. It's true. Our current capacity is relevant in the fields of biomedicine, nanotechnology, nuclear energy, farming, satellites, biotechnology, and computing. We can mention some examples, such as the accomplishment in nanotechnology by three Argentines. They are doctors Damián Zanetti, Daniel López, and Darío Antonio, who developed recently high-precision clocks on a microscopic scale. And if we talk about innovations adopted by the whole world that have to be credited to an Argentine, well, we believe Enrique Fino Quieto, who died in 1948, will be hard to top. A physician, teacher, researcher, and inventor, Fino Quieto developed many techniques, devices, and surgery instruments. Our fellow Argentine is the inventor of the Frontolux, which is a system based on the lamps of miners that surgeons use to better see their work. He also invented an anti-hemorrhage instrument, plus pliers, needle carriers, and other inventions. Now, we've spoken already of the stance of the young Argentina that opened its doors to notable researchers and scientists since its independence in 1816. Men of liberal ideas who came down to the Rio de la Plata region to support the fight for freedom from the former Spanish kingdom, or they were simply running away from Europe's turmoil. One of them was Felipe Senillosa, born in 1790. He was only 25 when he arrived in Buenos Aires, where he founded a newspaper called The Friends of the Country and the Youth. The publication included features about mathematics, as he was convinced that this topic would help the country. Especially, Senillosa believed, where the lack of machines and workers make it necessary to use craft to foster industries. This way, foreign imports would not be the only option. Every expert recalled Bernardino Rivadavia, who's been harshly criticized by a recent generation of historians as the man who really gave an important push to sciences in the first place. That was near the end of his government in 1829, with such decisions as the creation of the University of Buenos Aires, the UBA, or the open-door policy to welcome foreign scientists. Among others, a natural sciences expert, Jaime Bonpland from France, and Italian astronomer Octavio Fabrizio Mosotti set up the first weather observation station in Argentina. It is believed that Mosotti and Bonpland were the most important mentors for Argentine scientists during the first half of the 19th century. Both left the country during the government of Juan Manuel de Rosas between 1829 and 1852, a period that saw a decline in education and scientific research. It was around that time that we found the first works in Argentine paleontology by Francisco Javier Muniz, and also the scientific journeys of Alcides d'Orbigny and Charles Darwin. Muniz, a physician who would head the medicine school of Buenos Aires, was accepted in 1832 as a member of the Jennerian Society of London, a recognition to his work on a vaccine to fight the measles. Now, regarding the travels of d'Orbigny and Darwin, it is worthy of mention that the first paid a visit to the littoral Corrientes and also the old Jesuitic missions, plus Patagonia. With regard to Darwin, there were two journeys to Argentina. The first in 1833 after sailing through southern waters on board of his ship called the Beagle. The British scientists traveled by land to Buenos Aires and then to Santa Fe province. From there, he came back to BA, sailing along the Paraná River, all the way to the Rio de la Plata. His second trip was in 1835. He came from Chile, across the Andes mountain range. His observations were poured on his research, used to develop the theory he'd be remembered for, evolution, which was first showcased on his book, The Trip of a Scientist Around the World, published in 1849. Half of that book is about his time in Argentina. After Rosas' government was defeated in the second half of the 19th century, positivism became the norm, giving concrete observation priority over metaphysical explanation. De nuevo toda esta parte. After Rosas' government was defeated in the second half of the 19th century, positivism became the norm, giving concrete observation priority over metaphysical exploration. Natural sciences and astronomy were the first topics to be organized. In 1872, the Argentine Scientific Society was created with the goal of promoting the study of science and its applications. One of the first steps was financing the Patagonian expeditions of Francisco P. Moreno. Around that time, there were investments in old and new museums in Buenos Aires, La Plata, Paraná and Corrientes. It was the moment in which German paleontologist and zoologist Carlos Germán Burmeister founds the Córdoba Natural Sciences Academy, accompanied by various teachers recently arrived from Europe. Burmeister conducted comprehensive research of the fauna, the flora, geology, and also the paleontology of South America, especially of Argentina. Particularly his Description physique de la République Argentine that included remarkable graphics that earned him a gold medal at the Geographic Exhibition of Venice. In this kind of historic trip throughout Argentine science and technology that we are introducing on RAI Argentina to the world, we come back to the present, to our time, to focus on the area of molecular biology, thanks to a cooperation agreement which was signed between Argentina and Germany. We are talking about the EMBL, which stands for European Molecular Biology Laboratory, with a seat in Heidelberg, Germany. This group accepted our country as a member state, and it's the only non-European nation at the association, with the exception of Australia. Dr. Lino Varaniao, the Argentine Science and Technology Minister, and who was back then the director of the lab, Professor Iain Madash, inked an accord some time ago on human resources development that allowed Argentine scientists to use the census laboratories and services. My national exchange was also included in the deal. Varaniao said back then that the development in science and technology is only possible in the context of a harmonious development of the region, vis-à-vis the world's main research powerhouses. We believe, said Science Minister Varaniao, that with this link to the EMBL, there will be a very important impact, not only from the scientific point of view, as it will allow researchers to use all these facilities to keep in touch with the latest technology, having an overall impact on policies for science of Argentina and the region. And this was Science and Technology on RAI, Argentina to the World. Production, Luis María Barassi. Edition, Ezequiel Sánchez. Voiceover, Fernando Farías.